do we find God in the monotony and repetition of our moment? What if repetition was an example of vitality of life? And how do we open our eyes to see God more clearly in the mundane? Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome, friends, to another week of Common Prayer. This is Monday, May 11th, and today is episode number 43, which means we are in our eighth week of Common Prayer. That's if I did my math right, which means we have been gathering in different places and different spaces together, engaging in different practices of prayer, different times to just reflect and look internally. And I can't tell you how grateful I am for all of you listening along. And, you know, we have just had so much fun putting this together. It's been really such a ministry to my own heart. And I know for Kathy's and Savannah's and Brandon's as well, this whole team that's putting these together, we're just so grateful for you listening in. And it's just such a good chance to refresh ourselves. You know, I hope this past weekend you had a good chance to refresh and to maybe even celebrate the moms or the women in your life. And, you know, it's funny, as I was getting ready for another Monday to work from home, and I was just reminded of how our current moment, you know, everything is just so repetitious, right? Like Monday feels a whole lot like Sunday, which, and Monday will feel a whole lot like Tuesday and Wednesday. And, you know, the days just seem to kind of merge together in all of this. There seems to be this kind of monotony, this repetition. And, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this, and I typically associate repetition and monotony with a sort of lifelessness, right? That the same thing over and over and over seems to lack any sort of vitality. You know, I was thinking about even on Mother's Day and thinking about how, you know, kids so frequently, their desire to play, particularly young kids, and they just want to do the same thing over and over and over again, you know, 1,000 questions over and over. And it just is draining sometimes, just takes the life out of us, you know, and again, Mondays can tend to feel like that, a little bit monotonous. They are repeated over and over and can come across a bit lifeless. But, you know, as I was thinking about that, I was reminded of one of these just beautiful passages of G.K. Chesterton's work, Orthodoxy. And Chesterton, in that, you know, he's this prolific author, thinker, poet, novelist. I mean, just had just a monster career in writing. But in his classic Orthodoxy, there's this beautiful section where he speaks about heaven's encore. And, you know, the premise is that most of us assume that monotony is a form that is lacking life. But Chesterton actually flips this, and he asserts that monotony, at least for God, monotony and repetition is actually an expression of vitality and life. So what I want to do is actually want to read you a couple paragraphs from his book, Orthodoxy, to let you see, because again, I think they're just so profound and so beautiful. So I want to read these to you. Again, they're kind of long, so hang with me. But it says this. Chesterton writes, "A child kicks his legs rhythmically through excess, not absence of life, because children have abounding vitality, because they are in spirit fierce and free. Therefore, they want things repeated and unchanged. They always say, 'Do it again,' and the grown-up person does it again until he is nearly dead, for grown-up people are not strong enough to exult in monotony. But perhaps God is strong enough to exult in monotony. It is possible that God says every morning, 'Do it again,' to the sun, and every evening, 'Do it again,' to the moon. It may not be automatic necessity that makes all daisies alike. It may be that God makes every daisy separately, but has never got tired of making them. It may be that he has the eternal appetite of infancy. For we have sinned and grown old, and our Father is younger than we." Gosh, isn't that a fascinatingly beautiful perspective? I love that line when he talks about how it's not necessity that all daisies look alike, but rather, what if God is simply not tired of the process of making every single daisy? There's this, again, natural tendency to allow the monotony and the repetition of this moment to just slowly erode at us. And I don't want to diminish the fact that this is very difficult for a lot of us. But I wonder if there's a way in which we approach this week with eyes a little more wide open for the way in which God might be moving and exulting in the monotony. I wonder if in some way the way that repetition erodes my own soul and forms lifelessness in me. I wonder if that's just evidence of the fact that I have sinned and grown old, and that my Father God is younger than I am. You know, from this, I was thinking of the Psalms, and again, the Psalms are just such, I think, so apropos for this moment. I was thinking of Psalm 104 that speaks so much of how every corner of creation has been designed by God. You know, Chesterton goes on to talk about how every blade of grass is green, not by accident, but by the fact that God has designed it to be green. That every tree is designed to look the way it's supposed to look because God has chosen to make it look that way. So often we assume and take these things for granted, but rather we skip the fact that God in his creativity has designed his world to look this way. You know, again, I think that maybe this week the task for us can be to look at the monotony and the repetition, not as lifelessness, but as a vitality of life. And that as we go into another week of this pandemic and we face another week of mundane day in, day out, I wonder if there is something to be said about finding God in the repetition. Because again, that's what the psalmist does. That's what the psalmist does in 104. As he goes through creation over and over, finding the ways in which God is there. It's this vivid description of it. So what I thought we would do this week for for today, for our prayer reflection, is I want us to just prayerfully look through Psalm 104 and maybe even just spend some time reflecting on how we may find God in the repetition. So let's begin. To start, I again invite you to slow your mind down. I imagine if you're like me, Mondays, my mind just starts racing 1,000 miles an hour. It starts focusing on the projects, the tasks, the chores, the concerns, the fears. I want to invite you to begin this Monday maybe with a little bit of a slower posture. Take a few deep breaths in your nose and out your mouth, recognizing the very presence of God with you. Just read Psalm 104, just the first half. And as I read this, I wonder if you could just consider the ways in which we have raced past God's presence. Consider the way that God is continually creating, not out of necessity, but out of vitality of life. Psalm 104, praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. The Lord himself wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and he rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servant. He set the earth on its foundation. It can never be moved. You covered it with the watery depths as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. But at your rebuke, the waters fled, and the sound of your thunder, they took flight. They flowed over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross, and never again will they cover the earth. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The land is satisfied by the fruit of his work. I want you just to take a moment and reflect on whether it's the majesty of the mountains or the wild donkeys quenching their thirst. God is the one who is creating. Not out of lifelessness, but out of vitality. I invite you to take another moment and just consider, maybe it's a place that reminds you of God. Maybe it's a cabin. Maybe it's a corner of your backyard. A trail you walk on. And just consider the fact that that creation itself is evidence of God's love and vitality. I invite you this week to not get bogged down by the monotony, but I wonder what it would mean for you today to spend some time just reflecting on creation. Maybe to go out in your backyard, a park, and just simply observe. See the ways in which creation is just teeming with life. I invite you to embrace the monotony. And maybe we grow a little bit younger and find vitality in that. So, church, may you step into this week with a vision and an eye that is searching for God in the mundane. And may you step into that, knowing He is there. And He's inviting you to see Him more clearly. Amen.
Well, thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. It's hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check back daily for more episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening.